Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from the What Fresh Hell podcast. Solving today's question of the week so you don't have to. Today we have a question from Angela from Lancaster who asks, how do you handle a runner? She says, my 2.5-year-old will take off without turning back and he doesn't listen when we tell him to stop. It makes it very difficult to go anywhere alone with him and my 2-month-old because I fear he will run away. I loved your advice to find parks that are fenced, but there are none in my area. He doesn't sit still, so it's hard to contain him in a stroller. I seriously see why people put their kids on leashes, laughing emoji. Any advice would be appreciated, exclamation point. Also, does this eventually stop? Prayer hand emoji. At what age? Okay, Angela, I'm a little upset that you've robbed me of my superpower in this by saying there are no fenced playgrounds, because that was my go-to. I basically just only went to fenced areas when I had my runner and then I had 2 little kids. So I have a 10, 9, and 7-year-old. And when my 10-year-old was 3 and I had a 2-year-old and a baby, it was just such a huge problem. Like, I would just look up from pushing the baby in a swing and I would see him like in a field, like a football field away from where we were. He was just a runner. Go to the playground with friends so that you have somebody there with you when your runner takes off. That's a great way to handle this. You get a little group of 3 moms together. Try to find a mom who only has 1 kid, but whoever it is, then when your runner takes off, you can kind of, it takes a village, you know, you can triangulate and like everybody can kind of half watch the kids. And then if your runner goes, you can chase them and you know, there's someone there with you. Very helpful. You do mention the leash. And I want to say, I feel there is no shame in the leash game. Like, I get that people like to goof on people who put their kids on leashes, but I'm not that interested in that. It's a safety issue. So you can't keep your kid on a leash at the playground. Like, you can't like actually like tie them to a piece of playground equipment with a leash. But if you need to use a leash because you have a very energetic and runner-offery 3-year-old and a baby, don't let anyone look at you sideways for that. Tell them I said, that's not going to fly. The other thing you can try, and as you said, does this last forever? And it really doesn't. I wish I could tell you exactly when it stops. I feel like it was around 5, but I would say you should try, especially as your kid gets a little bit older and a little bit more able to have any common sense. I would say to my older kid who wanted to be at the playground, if you leave this area of the playground, we are going to leave. We are going home. It stinks, because then guess what? They do leave the playground and you actually have to go home, which stinks because like you've done all the work and packed the diaper bag and you've gotten there. But a couple of times of that really nipped it in the bud. I will say my guy who was a runner is still a bit of a wanderer. Like, we lost him at the beach a couple of years ago and had to call the police. So it gets better, but it doesn't get perfect. Prioritize safety. Find a friend. Try to go out in groups. That'll help a lot. Keep looking for those fenced playgrounds. I mean, put on your mom's board, your local mom's board, like, is there any fenced space around here? Because there's some other moms that have this problem who are going to help you find it. And did I already say don't be afraid of the leash? Don't be afraid of the leash. No judgments. I mean, people will definitely judge you, but who cares? Not their problem. And hold on. My guy is 10 now and he hasn't wandered off in, I don't know, good couple of years. So this definitely gets better. And Angela, I hope that helped. Guys, if you have a question for myself or Amy, please send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Or you can always just come to our Facebook group and ask a question there, and maybe you will hear your question answered on an upcoming episode.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.